You mentioned before that when you were at St. Cloud that you met a lot of other international students because of the in-state tuition thing for international students. And I think personally, and I think a lot of people would agree with me, that the Tibetan community has been a very successful immigrant community here in the cities. Being a Tibetan yourself and in the community and having relationships with other immigrants and other communities, other smaller localized communities here in the cities, what do you think it is about Tibetans or the Tibetan community that has allowed them to be so successful?
I believe it's largely in due part to their own experiences that they've gone through. Coming from all the way from Tibet, making the trek across the mountains, starting afresh in India was a very traumatic experience for some Tibetans. I think that especially the Tibetans in the younger generation can't fathom or begin to fathom what their parents had to go through. My parents had a very hard time, both from my dad's side and mom's side. And so that was a very hard step, and the parents have, just as natural examples as looking at a family unit, the parents are natural examples that the children look up to, that there is a tendency to be hardworking and trying to excel, trying to do better than where their parents left them off. And I guess there is a very strong, one thing that I notice is that parents strive strongly to make sure that their children have all the opportunities that they didn't. And so I believe that in the U.S. especially, they have opportunities which their parents couldn't dream of, as far as whether it be academic or professional.